We
Love
are
Talk Radio.
Live. All right. This is the show today. We're going to talk about some of this, that, whatever's on your mind. This is your host, Straight to the Point. This is Chuck talking. I guess I'll wait till some people start getting on. We're going to touch on the basis on this new Green Deal. We're going to touch on some how far is too far with this buy baby stuff. Is it just me? Are we going backwards? And it looks like we're getting worse, and the world is getting nasty. And I'll be touching on bases that we are living in the end times. Any questions, any points, you're welcome to give them. This is an open radio show. This is not closed. Freedom of speech. If you don't like what I'm saying, go to another radio station. Do we have anybody on the show yet? Call now. Don't put on your space helmets. Don't put on your space helmets. We are live, live, live. We are live. Let's do this. Let's do this. Yeah, and wow, tonight. Is there anybody tuning in to this radio? Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Come on, we'll text in. Tell them to call in. You're listening to my radio. We are live, up and running. Anybody out there, do y'all feel like we're living in the last time? We run a little rusty today, but we should continue talking. I ain't got all my props pulled up today, or I normally have about 10 screens running. I'm just wanting to hear y'all's point of views today. Is the reason why I came live. I ain't heard from nobody in a long time, so we're going to see who's listening, who's not listening. Well, anyway, the new news on the Green Zone deal. What do y'all think about that? I mean, no emissions. How's this going to work? I mean, They actually think that we got technology out there to make solar power airplanes. We haven't even got big enough drones up for that many people to put on a plane that it wouldn't turn into something dangerous. Zero emissions. I can see it in the cars. I can see it in railroads, but I just, not everything. I don't see everything. I know the newest thing right now is that Matt Gaetz has been Trump's biggest defender against impeachment. So what now is the question. What do we do now? What do we do now? I mean, why the impeachment? Why can't they let this go? Why are they always talking about Russia? What about Obama? What about his birth certificate? Why nobody never stayed on that situation? What about Obama and the deals that he made with Iran, with ISIS? Why did we not stay on those issues? But if Trump slips up any kind of way just because he's not a political person, it's not that he has a president. It's that we hate him because of he's just a regular Joe? Is that what it is? That's what it seems to me. I mean, he just seems like he's an average person. About the only thing that I could see that he could lay off of is the tweets. That there gets him, I think that gets him the worst. But who knows? Somebody might be tweeting for him. We don't know. Might be him tweeting. Sometimes he admits what he says when he tweets something. But I think that's about the stupidest thing he does is with the tweeting. I think he needs to be running the office, not social media, but that's my opinion. Weeks ago, that's getting worse. Call in. I hope you get hanging. But since we're on the subject of Green Deal, I know Ocasio Cortez, she said we reacted to 9/11, so where's the reaction to climate change, she said. She don't worry about 9/11. She's stuck on climate change. Miss U.S. Rep. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, D.M.Y., appeared on MSNBC Friday to address the Green New Deal that the host, Chris Hayes, and discussed the dire world she convinced lies ahead for America of climate change is not addressed. So this issue is not about our climate. First and foremost, we need to save ourselves, period, she says. There will be no future for the Bronx. There will be no livable future for the generations coming for any parts of the country in a way that is a better than a lot than that the lot that we have today if we don't address the issue urgently on the scale of problem, said Ocasio-Cortez. Now, this is her talking. She don't in her way with this Green Deal. She wants zero emissions, people. She don't want an automobile. She wants you to paddle everywhere. She wants you to go ahead and paddle your tail around town. She don't want no vehicles. Her tech touch that she's talking about for government, she says we can get it from our government. Well, our government does pay taxes. That's how much she knows. They do pay the funds on the college funds that we get, but who's counting anything? She definitely doesn't have her ducks in a row. She definitely don't know what she's talking about. One of 10, I'm giving her about a 4 or 3 maybe on what she knows, what she's talking about. I think she's got a good idea, but I think she's just playing it wrong, and I think she just don't know how to explain it right. She's very young. She's seems very independently. Even if she's got somebody, she's still got an independent attitude. To me, I think she's just shooting stuff out there and hoping people listens to it, and people are grabbing it like baits and bait on a hook, and it's really ridiculous on some of the things she's asking for. Thought we'd have some callers calling in, but we don't. Don't have no callers calling in. Yes, we call my radio station. So, calling, waiting for some callers to come in. Is this caller coming in today? We don't get. Hate the phone, by the way. It's a piece of junk. Well, Rihanna and Drake and more celebs mourn rapper Nipsey Hussle. This doesn't make any sense. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was killed in an L.A. shooting. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed outside of the store in Los Angeles. And walked. News of the shooting and the death of rapper Nipsey Hussle is sending shockwaves through the music community, sparkling tribute from fellow artists and fans alike. said U.S. Life Today. Grammy-nominated rapper whose real name is Ermaz Esgendem, I hope I didn't mess that up, was one of the three people shot Saturday outside a clothing company called the Marathon Stores south of Los Angeles, authorities told NBC News and TMZ in Los Angeles Times. He was 33. This doesn't make any sense. My spirit is shaken by this. Rahana tweeted, Sonny Dear, God, may his spirit rest in peace, and may you grant divine comfort to all his loved ones. I'm so sorry that this happened. Was posted in a tweet by Nipsey Hussle. Trying to do this at the same time, trying to make phone calls, trying to call somebody in. We got 8 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. A miner's made his way. Yet I made it on the way. Once you get the merchant away, I'm